You're up to it in Hey Amr Aleph. The Gemara says, Hey Chin Nafal, about six, 7 lines from the bottom. And the animal falls from the street into the garden and has to pay for everything that it enjoyed, for the pleasure that it had, either from breaking a fall or from consuming it. Nun Ches Amr Aleph. Hey Chin Nafal, how did it fall down? Rav Kana says, Shehuchka B'mei Meiragla. The animal urinated and then slipped on its own urine. And that caused it. And this is something which is very rare. And therefore, the owner had no idea this was going to happen. He couldn't avoid it. Rava says, no. That there were a couple of animals that belonged to this owner and they're all sort of pushing each other. And eventually, one of them fell in down there. Now, that's a bit more negligence than the first case. That one animal or his animals was pushing up the other animal. Surely it slipped into the urine. The Babos had no idea, and therefore surely he parts it from the hezek, and he pays how much pleasure it had. The one who says, no, we're talking about an accident like an animal that slipped in its own urine. But if, let's say, you push your animals together and one caused the other to fall, that's already more negligent than you're responsible for the hezek. He has to pay exactly for the hezek. Why? The Amalek, he says to him, we tell him, it's your fault. You should have, abude, let them pass, chode, one at a time. Rav Kana says, where do we say that you have to, that what? That you pay the pleasure that the animal had and not the damage, if it's only that patch. If only that patch. So, in other words, remember we said two things. Either if the animal ate or the animal used as a buffer. Now, if the animal ate, and you only pay mashinene because it's an accident. It's not a biya b'zeyacha. You sent the animal in. It was an accident. Only the immediate patch of the animal fell on. Abo ma'aruga le'aruga. But if the animal then picks itself up and goes to another row, and eats from there, mishalem is mashazek. There you already pay what you were mazik. Rashi says over here. Rashi Ella, 6 lines and narrow lines. She'ochla ate miyad, immediately ba'isaruga. So there's two conditions according to Rashi. First of all, the immediate patch that fell in, and miyad, straight away. Because you have a responsibility to take the animal out of there. But the first couple of minutes, so you took the animal away from there, you're potter. The kivun, the anusi binafila, since it was an onus when it fell down, anusi nami bachilos, it's an onus that it ate. The kivun, the chazil, the tfuah, tusa, it saw the tfuah beneath it, alay mukma nafsha. The behemoth couldn't contain itself. I will horcha maruga la ruga vachla. We left this patch. What's another one? Mishalem is mashazik. That's mamish. Has he got to pay? Rashi, it tastes in the bottom, says, the very last line at the bottom of the page. Loi shano ba'isa ruga. So it tastes the kivan shetchilas nefilosa ba'isa ruga ka'oinus. Since the chilas fell down to an oinus. Ain't a chai v'haloisa ma'isa ruga. Here's the chilas tastes. Says, they don't have to pick him up. I can leave it for a while. Next hour. It seems with places that not only you don't have to pick up straight away, that I don't have a mitzvah to take the animal out. But no, it says, sounds from here, because there's a machlis to show him that. Leave it for a while. But if you go to another patch, there's no longer an oinus there because, like Rashi says, only what's beneath it, he can't contain himself. But walked around, he should have stopped it. However, Rabbi Yechida says, I feel ma'aruga la'aruga, even for one patch or another. Back to the Gemara, even for one patch or another, I feel kalayim kol all day long because it's like one patch or another, it's in the same field. Ad shetetze, even tarzad, the animal leads and it comes back in again. Oh, now you're a mazik. But a papa loy came, it doesn't mean that you put the animal back in. Ad shetetze ladas, with tarzad, that you had to know that it left and you had to know it went back. Elakivun sheyotzadas, since it left knowingly, afapisha chazar shaloydas, even though it went back in unknowingly, the din is that you're potter. My time, why? Normally says, kivun the yalfa, since you already know how your animal behaves, call aimers the mishtamta lahasamrata. Whenever you go into that area, it's going to run back there. In other words, if it was there once, and tomorrow the same thing occurs, there's no longer an excuse. So unfortunately, I really have a hard time understanding. So every time an animal's mazik, shen, regel, and does the same hezik a second time in the same place, you should be chayiv something totally different. Shen is removed straight away, but there should be a different kind of a chayiv. It's like you should be much more than just the first chayiv, because it seems to me that it's like you put it there or something. Or let's say Kedem. I've checked that. Kedem, which is a tam. If in the same area the animal becomes frenzy a second time, it should become a mu'ud. No such thing. You need three times before it becomes a mu'ud. What exactly does it mean? Or maybe there's a difference in Kedem and Shen. says the Gemara Vayte Yordel Kedarka VeHezika. But the animal, instead of falling in, actually just walked into the other guy's field and was damaged. Mishalem is Mashazika. You pay what you damaged. Boy, Rabbi Yemir comes along Rabbi Yemir not to be outdone. Yordel Kedarka. What happens? It came down normally, but VeHezika BeMeleida. It came into the field without permission. No, it's Chilosi BePshia. And then at the end, it miscarried, and that miscarriage, you know, fell down on the and ruined the entire crop. So it was an oinus. Mau. So liba the man de oma. Chilose bepshia v'seifa b'oinus chayev. Loitiba. No question. There's no question that you're a chayev. Kita boila chalima man de oma. Chilose bepshia v'seifa b'oinus pater. If chilose bepshia and the seifa b'oinus pater mai. What do we say? Now over here the oinus is directly related to the pshia. Remember I told you before that according to the Rivam and most of the Rishonim that when do we say chilosei bepshia, the seif bein chayev, the oinus is related to pshia. Here, if you wouldn't have you had an accident at Borsha, but if you wouldn't have been in this person's field, nothing would have happened. So the chilosei bepshia links directly into the seif oinus. That's why you ruined it. So chayev, then of course you chayev. The question is the one who holds that chilosei bepshia is already potter. How do we view this one here? Do we say mi aminin and kimot chilosei bepshia bein potter? Do we say over here also you're potter? Oidilma. Over here, maybe we can conceive the idea that kula b'pshia have it, the whole thing b'pshia. You know why? The kivon the chazir the krev leila. You know the animal's in the ninth month. The animal is about to give birth. You boil it too. You should be more careful. You should be more careful. V'listamure begava, and you should watch it better. Teiku. Therefore, do we say that you should have been more much more diligent, and therefore we'll consider all of this as a b'pshia? So you're chayiv. Now the Mishnah says, how do you pay? You pay hano. How do you pay hano? So the Mishnah says, the way you pay hano is that the Mishnah says this, you assess a base saw. A base saw is 50 amas by 50 amas. You assess a base saw. In that field, how much is worth with this patch and how much without the patch? Now you didn't need, the animal didn't need a full base saw. The animal, a base saw has six covens. Maybe the animal ate one coven, two coven. But we assess the loss of a saw. What exactly does that mean? And Abshima says that the animal is already ready to be harvested, you don't pay anything. If the animal is not ready to be harvested, that's when we say this did. Now, if it's ready to be harvested, you pay the full value, whatever it is. Says the Gemara, let's see how we assess it. It's a two-step procedure. Says the Gemara, how do you know? You ate whatever you ate, value that amount, and then pay that. How do you know that you don't pay the full amount that you ate? We assess it according to a base saw. In other words, we're making it easier for the mazik. He's paying less than he should have really should pay you. I'm going to come honest. Omer Rav Masa said, Master, Omer Kroh, said the pasuk, "Ubiye when you cause damage, bizdei acher within another field," as if saying here that no matter how small of an area you damage, you don't just look at that little area. You look at the entire field. Melamed sheshamin al gavsade acher. You assess based relative to another field.
I thought acher means another person.
No. Stay acher.
Somebody else's field.
Yeah, that's a normal time. Yeah.
Acher is a reference to the person.
You're right,
but
bizdei. The animal, the owner of the animal pays for the field that he damaged. But it wouldn't be bizdei. Just say, bizdei acher. Another field. What in another field? You work out assessment, whatever it was, against the entire field. Freddy, what are you talking about? It has to be a yachid, like you're just saying. It has to be an owner, not a public place. My bizdeyacher within the field. That you assess against another field. Why don't we say the possible come teach you that you pay against another field, and maybe this din that a shen does not pay Shes Rabim is not correct. The also la fukin Shes Rabim, on how do you know to exclude Shes Rabim? Im ken so licht ve rachmone gabe tashlumi, let the tater write when it comes to payment. Mate tav sadei who mate tav karma yishalim. Let it just, there's two parts of the pasuk. One part is talking about damage, one part of the payment. If the purpose of this pasuk is only to tell us regarding payment, that you pay assessing against the larger field, then it should have said this word, bizdei acher, when it comes to paying. Mate tav karma, mate tav yishalim. Shalom, why does anybody, when it comes to the damage of beer, why did the Tzaddik put this in the beginning of the pasuk when it talks about the damaging? Shema Menotarti, we learn from it two things. By placing it in the first part of the pasuk, we know it's talking about the damaging as well. And by telling us Bizdeyacha, rather than Zdeyacha, it tells you that what? Regarding payment. So, Heichi Shemin, exactly how does it work?
If you say that you're focusing on the field,
Let's go there one second. Let's see how it works.
I think it's comparative to a different field.
There's two steps. The first step is you take one saw. A saw of this field, and you assess the value of a saw compared to a field of 60 saw. A field of 60 saw, you get a nice premium for it, because people who want to land bank and want to be able to build larger subdivisions, they would pay 60 saw. But it's not worth as much if you just look at one saw. Because it's a small field, the only people who can really afford are poor people, and when you buy small quantities, you always pay more than when you buy large quantities in wholesale.
So you're focusing on the produce, you're focusing on what else you can do with this land.
So we say again, so the way Rashi learns is, Tesa holds a saw or whatever is the Rashi holds a saw of the, what do you call it? Land, a saw of land.
Land measurement.
Tesa learns the seeds that you put into this amount, which is a much larger amount than this. Okay, so Rashi says, this is what you do, two steps. First you take one saw versus 60 saw. Let's say 60 saw is $60,000, so one saw is worth $1,000. Now that we've established a saw of this in this particular property, of this particular kind of field, is worth $1,000, and he ate one kava, a sixth of that, so he has to pay, $163. That's how we assess the damage. So shishim saw by shishim saw. There's two steps.
It means it goes to the quality of the produce. It goes to the type of land that that's good land or so on.
And when it comes to the damage, yeah. But yeah. Rabbi Yani Amrema says no. Tirkiv b'shishim tarkivim. He says the same ratio, but you don't do 60 saw in the, you do tarkav is three. It's a half saw.
Three kav.
No, not half. Three kavin. Three kav. So it's three and a half kavin, which is a half of a saw, and 60 half saw, which is 30 saw. So a half to 30 saw. That's what he says. Chizki Amar kelach b'shishim klochim. He says no. One stalk versus 60. And you know, whatever he ate, you multiply that by 60, and we're going to see again 60, what is it worth? So we're reducing the amount of damage, relatively speaking, so making it easy for the mazik in all three cases. Basically, that's the question. That's the price. Ochla kav, if the animal ate one kav, oy kabayim or two kavim, ain't oymi. We don't say tishalim demain. We don't say, let's see how much a kav of those fruits or of those grains are worth in the marketplace. El royin oysa, we see, ki ilu yaruga ktana, we see as if it's a long furrow, umishayim oysa, and we assess it. Sounds like there's no two steps here. My lab bifnei atzma. Sounds like there are no two steps here. You know, saw and 60 saw, or half a saw and 30 saw. It just sounds like whatever damage you did, we do it compared against a long arucha. How much is worth? How much arucha worth without these fruits? How much worth with these fruits? Loi b'shishim. No, we still go ahead. There's one extra step, 60, according to any one of these three opinions.
So that means that you're basically looking at...
After you did the 60, and
you
do the next one.
Look at the value of the produce that you're making. But if can't the Balasar say, now that you're animal damaged, I've got to replant and I've got to...
No, you can't say anything.
Replant all that.
But you pay for the damage, not and how much it's worth in the marketplace. This little piece here, it's worth with it and without it. That's all you pay.
If your land is extremely fertile and it's producing more per volume... It doesn't change the grain value. How much the animal ate, how much would that sell for in the market, is regardless of how much your land produces. If my land produces a very large amount of tvua in this tiny area, because it's very fertile, but tvua is valued not according to how much is produced. Tvua is valued according to how much people buy grains for in the market.
People buy a field, and if it's already planted, it already has growing.
The field, the animal damaged the tvua.
A section of that. So how much would a person pay for that if that section was there, and how much less would you pay if the section's not there? Yeah, with this tfu on it.
That's what I'm saying.
With the tfu on it. Not this land that has already tfu on it has a certain value. And if the tfu wasn't be there, it would be worth less. And that's how you work out. But we work out in two steps. We take one saw versus 60 saw, and then this piece versus the one saw.
For the produce
on the land.
If you've got a silo,
the
animal goes and eats
it. We're not talking about the silo. We're talking about only land that's growing. Silo, you pay exactly what you did. So only when you grow a bit of the acher, only so when it's growing. And of course, even and according to Rav Shimon, even so when it's growing, if it's ripe, you don't.
So there is some compensation.
There is. Make it easier for the mazik. Not compensation. This is easier for the mazik. He's paying less than what it's really worth. Another b'raisa talking about we learned ein shamin, very cryptic b'raisa, ein shamin kav, you don't assess a kav on, it sounds like on its own because then you end up paying too much for loy base kur, you don't assess it versus the base kur, you're paying too little. Mike, come, what exactly is he saying? So the pup is a hot cow, this is what he's saying here. Ein shamin kav b'shishim kavim, if he ate one kav, you don't assess one kav versus 60 kavim, because then b'nei shemashbich mazik 60 kavim, the mazik gains. How's the mazik gain? If you take away the two steps, the mazik gains a lot, because 60 kavim, really, who's going to buy it? A guy who can afford it doesn't buy such a small piece of land. 60 kavim, you can't do much with it. A poor man can't afford 60 kavim. So therefore, very few people will buy this. There's no real demand for such a parcel of land. It's too much for a poor, too little for anybody serious about land banking. So therefore, it's worth so little. And a 60 of that, what's the mazik in the pain? Nothing. So therefore, we don't do a kav versus 60 kavim.
So if a fire damage, the same area as the behemoth, how would you assess that is the fire damage?
You pay exactly. This is only the shalemis by a fire. You pay exactly whatever the damage is. Biz de acher. Yeah. V'loy kur b'shishi kurin. You don't do a kur among 60 kurin. A kur itself is 30 saw, and then in front of 60 kurin, you know, the animal ate an entire kur of tfuah. You don't assess it against 60 kurin. Why not? Luchari, we said it did multiple than 60. Because Nesha Poyga Mazik. 60 kurin is a massive area. And that people will pay a big premium for. Because you know how many subdivisions you can make? Here, rich people. Okay, poor people are not shayich. And middle class people are not shayich. But rich people are going to fight for it. Because this is a massive parcel of land. This is massive. Exactly. So therefore, what do? You do one saw at a time. If the animal ate 30 saw, you measure one saw at a time, one saw versus 60 saw, and then you work each one.
So if you had a really valuable piece of land, let's say you were
selling. I'm talking about size now, I'm not talking about the value.
But value is in its size.
Yeah, so you look
at
the
tfuah. You sell it in small subdivisions.
You don't sell it. We assess each saw versus, say, if it would have been 60 saw, what would the price? What price would you get? That sort of gives you, that's sort of in the middle range.
A
saw is 50 amas by 50 amas. That's the saw. The Mishkan was two sawing. Kav is a sixth of that. A sixth of 50 by 50. And a quarter is 30 saw.
Are you talking about how
quarter
much
is a massive, a 60 saw
amount of land can produce? Because
no,
it's like having a measurement of
the way it actually learns is the area the animal ate. Case is one of them, all these chesbonos about the seeds in the land and so on, or the produce in the land.
So a kav and a kur is like a measurement of a substance.
It's a volume. It's a volume.
Yeah.
Volume.
Yeah, but not true. Very simple. Once you have 50 amas, 50 amas is a saw. So what's a kav? A sixth of that. So you take a sixth of 50, 2,500 square amas, a sixth of that is like 400 and something, 416 square
applying,
amas.
Applying different measurement system, which makes it a bit confusing, you know?
Fair enough. Okay, let's go. This is my bite.
It's like saying I live 10 kilograms down the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mask.
Is that what we're
saying? Yeah, but the point now, because
we're talking about tour.
Yeah, no, but that's the issue. That's what I said.
Production capacity of
the
land.
Yeah, that's what I said compared to fire. That's what I said, because the Torah used the words b'stei
acher. Rashi learns we look at the land, Tayshid learns you look at the produce. Simple as that. You like
capacity of the land.
If you want, yeah, we go back time later today. See the long Tayshid on the side? He also can't get his head around it. So he, like you. Let's continue writing. Let's continue writing.
Jesus learns like me. Oh, wow.
Well, Yehuda always says that. Whoever sits in that seat.
I hope
you said Baruch HaKivanti. They're going to write. Maske Ravuna Bamanei base kur. If so, what do you mean? You shouldn't. It says over here. And not a base kur. If loy kur boile. You're talking about the damage. You're saying that the damage the animal ate a kur shouldn't assess against 60 kur. So what do you mean like base kur? Base kur is the wrong word. You should have said loy kur. Just like you say you don't do a kav against this. You don't do a kur against 60 saw. This is what the Bryce is saying. And show me kav bifnei atzmai. Kav, when if you ate it, if an animal ate that kav with them, you don't assess a kav in its own. They should much be nizig. Good nizig will get paid a lot more. Well, they kav the base kur and not a kav against the base kur. We're still talking about the same kav. But don't do a kav against base kur, which is 30 saw. If it's one kav, mifnei she poigim nizig. A kav against the base, against 30 saw, is garnished. If you miss the two steps, you only do one step, a kav against 30 saw, what's the value? If you're selling 30 saw property and you take a kav off that, it wouldn't make any impact on the value of that property. You should pay nizik. The nizik gets hurt. Whatever it is, you do 60 times. If it's a kav, you do 60 kav. 60 kav. Yeah. Ahu gavros, you don't do the two steps by a kava. Ahu gavros, a person, they cut, he himself, not his animal, he himself, cut down kashva mechavri, a palm tree from his friend. Also, the kamer ejgulusa, he came before the bezna, the ejgulusa, amalei, the ejgulusa, or the ejgulusa himself might have acted as if he's the av bezna, but the ejgulusa wasn't necessarily tamach chacham. He said, the di chazili, I saw.
The businessman.
He's not a bezin. Look what he says. There. He
well,
said
we don't name him here, so maybe we're trying to keep him anonymous for a reason.
Could well be the tlos. He said I saw that area. Rav Nachman generally was the son-in-law of the Rej Galusa, and he was the Av Bezin, but this wasn't Rav Nachman. He said, "Because I saw the Tlosa Tilsa Bekina have a Kaima. I saw there were three palm trees in that area. You ruined one of them. I showed Mezuz, and that area alone was worth $100. Now that you ruined one of the palm trees, that's a third. Nusa Zil Havla, give him Tlosin Vitilsa Vitilsa
Vitilsa.
Exactly, and a third, and 33 cents. Don't cheat, and a third." Omar, so this Yid said, Gaberej Gulusa the Doyin Din Pasoy Lamli, what in the world am I doing in a bezin where the Rej Gulusa passes on the Goyish law? We're supposed to go by 60. What are you doing here? Charging me for the palm tree on its own? Also the Kamer of Nachman. So obviously this was not the bezin of Nachman. This was the bezin of Gulusa himself. So he went to Rav Nachman. Now the question is, why didn't you go to Rav Nachman in the first place? Maybe he thought he'll get a more lenient din by the Goyish guy, by the Rej Gulusa, but it didn't work out, so he went to the bezin. Obele Bishishim. Now, interesting. How do you go to another dentator once he had already a psak? What are you doing going to another dentator there?
Well, if someone's made a hirash or like halacha, is that called a psak?
You went there and you surrendered, you submitted yourself to a psak and that's it.
So if you
says you're also on the kamerej glusa. Yeah, you're Makabu, whatever the possible.
See, if you went to a Yochid, to say, we believe that you're a good.
Yeah, of course.
You're stuck with that.
100%. You can even Makabu your father or your mother or anybody. If you want to Makabu, you can Makabu anybody who's even possible. It says, Osel Kameh. Nobody dragged him to the interior. He went on his own. Anyway, he didn't like the Tzak. So he went another way. Hopefully, someone has talked about that. He went to Nachman. So Nachman said, he said, yes, let's use the multiple of 60. Omle Rava says, when do we say multiple of 60? When your animal causes damage. We have Rachmanis, you didn't do any damage, your animal did. So you know what? We're going to try to mitigate the amount of damage you have to pay. So therefore, we should say also when it comes to Niske Gufa, the same thing. When you damage your goof, why should maybe the attacker that the goof is right? That you pay the full damage. Omle Abai Rava. So Abai is a turn around to Rava. So what's your opinion when it comes to a person does damage himself? We don't go multiple of 60, we look at the damage he did, yeah? The Tanya, we learned, if somebody cuts down the vineyard of his friend when the grapes were not yet ripe. Sorry, yeah, when they're not ripe. We look at it as what's the vineyard was worth without these little budding grapes, and what's it worth now with the budding grapes. Yeah, so you're taking it literally. Well, you don't look at shishim. You look at shishim like Tani, right? So let me see. That's what you're saying. So otu gabi behem to nami v'tanya. But we find the exact same expression in the Braisa regarding a behema. And yet by behema we automatically infer that it means it was 60, and it's the same lashon. So why can't we say the same thing by a person damaging? Also, we do multiple 60. Me let Tani learn. Gabi the exact same. Anytime you learn, katma nitiya, if an animal cut down a sapling, a small little tree. Rabbi Yisi, I'm a goyzer gzeder shalayim. The chonon or ademi, the people had an enuk suvus who were goyzer gzeder shalayim. Omrim, they say. This is Admon and Cholam of Shalom. They say that Natiya Bash Nosa Shtei Kesef. They say that if it was a sapling that's a year old, you pay $2. Bash Teisha, the sapling's a bit older, then Abba Kesef $4. Ochlo Chosis, if he ate, let's say, fodder, he ate the grass, the grains growing, but in their early stages. Rabbi Yitzchak says, you look at the potential, you say, if these grains would have grown to the full amount, what's it worth? And that's what you pay. Chacham say, no, we look at the way it is. How much is worth? This is machlek of koyach and poil. This is mamish machlek. That's what we said. Basically, mishamai. This is machlek. He says you look at the potential, and you look at the poil. Then, anyway, our main point is later. Ochla smodar. If he ate the unripe grapes, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shua says, roy the animal. Roy in oisekile hena novim oin the butzer. We look at it as if it's about to be cut off, and therefore you pay the full grapes. Chachamim roy in kama hoise yofa v'kam. You have how much worth now? Or before? Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, I remember Rab Shimon ben Medrash Murim. When do we say that that you assess it based on the ground? Bizman she'ochlu love from the twigs, v'yichudei te'enim and leftover and the leaves around the figs. Avlochla paglim, if you ate the actual figs itself, or the boiser, or the unripe grapes, roin oisekila novim oimus the bots as if the grapes are about to be cut off, and you set them on their own. Tani means what do we learn? However, all this abaye says the chachamim mean regarding an animal. Roin oisekama hoise yafa vekama he yafa. Look at the vineyard. What's it worth without the grapes or with?
The current status.
But doesn't say anything about 60 times. But like tani b'shishim. And from an animal, and now Mr. clearly says when an animal eats, you pay multiples of 60. Elamai is the one you can tell me, b'shishim, even though it doesn't mention it, b'shishim. How can I b'shishim? So the same thing when it comes to a person, even though it's not mentioned, it means you're multiple of 60. How do you come up with this chiddush that if you cut down a man, cuts down a palm tree, he has to pay just the value of the tree itself? So therefore he argues with Rav. I'll continue tomorrow, Mr.